You're listening to DottoTech, helping you get the most out of your technology wherever you use it, at home, at school, or at work. Brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. 20 years, the trusted voice of technology in Canada, Steve Dotto.
Hello and welcome to Dotto on, what is the name of this show? Dotto
Tech.
Tech. I called it Dotto on Data.
Nope. Nope.
Well,
that's
I
old.
I just owned a Wayback Machine. I've had too many shows, Art Factora.
Too many shows and too many shots.
No, coffee.
Shots of coffee.
Or shots in the head.
Both.
Or in the ego. I take a lot of shots in the ego in the last few months. Well, I forgot the name of our show. Is that a first for a host in your experience?
Way to
set the bar high.
Think of how many shows I've done. I mean, I had Dotto's Data Cafe. I had Dotto on Data. I had Dotto Tech. And this is Dotto Tech.
So you're good. Just continuing the legacy.
Yeah, but I had TV. And yeah, okay, good. Well, that was a stellar start to the
audience.
We've got App Thursday sitting here, and it's a testosterone fueled App Thursday, as it's all male. We have Isaac Kendall, we have Dave Hathaway, and John Beeler all in studio along with Art Factora. So Ms. Rebecca Bullwit was supposed to be joining us, but she became otherwise engaged tonight.
She's a busy lady.
Yeah, she must be. She last week. Do you know what she did last week? She slept out to raise money for homeless, and they raised like a lot of money.
Covenant House, yes,
yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah, she slept outside. Imagine it was getting kind of chilly.
You would think that they would do this promotion this summer, but good for them.
I think it's very honorable for them to do it when the weather's somewhat more inclement. Yeah, it was a good move. Good move.
So smart thing to do would be to overload your iPhone, like get a whole bunch of apps working, so then it warms up, and then you can put it in your sleeping bag.
Yeah, I use Strut. It cooks the iPhone.
Because
I was just on the road last week. I was in Kamloops, Kelowna. I was strutting it up. I'm over 10,000 miles or 10,000 tiles now.
I'm at 12.
On Strut. I'm catching up to you.
I know.
I don't really have a road trip planned. I was on the road last week. And the last time we talked, you were entering into the competition of your life, trying out for Just for Laughs. Did you make it?
I don't know yet.
What?
I competed.
How did you
there
do?
Was
did,
no...
you, did you kill it?
I did well, in my opinion, and, well, actually, in other people's opinion, I thought I could have done better. Unfortunately, the problem with comedy and with showcases is that usually there are 8 to 10, 8 to 12 comics on the show. So the audience tends to get burnt out. It takes them a while to warm up, and they get burnt out near the end of the show. Unfortunately,
where were you?
I was at the end. I was literally the last comic.
Did you play the Filipino card?
Of course I did. I was the only Asian on the show. So.
Oh.
Everyone loves it.
I love the Philippines and Filipinos, but I don't find it all that funny.
The Filipinos you don't find funny?
Not really.
Really?
No.
We're hilarious.
You're not hilarious.
Have you never seen Manny Pacquiao try and sing a song on late night television?
Okay.
Come on.
You're pretty funny.
Thank you.
You're pretty funny. Okay. Well, that's good. So we have App Wednesday, or App Thursday here.
Wednesday.
I'm not going to say anything.
2.0.
I'm not going to say anything right today. The rules are as follows. You gentlemen all have to bring your best apps forward, present them to me in a appealing fashion, and then I will arbitrarily decide which one's best. But John Beeler automatically has an edge because he's the first
Geekware.
Person I've seen. With Google Glass. I haven't even seen anybody in public other than you now, John, wearing Google Glass. You've got them. How did you get them?
A friend of mine was in the original Google Glass Explorer program. He's a developer, and he was at Google I.O., and he had a chance to get them right at the beginning of the summer. And then towards the end of October, Google opened up the program and gave all of the original Explorers some invites to invite their friends into the program.
Uh-huh.
And by invite into the program, that means pay $1,500 to get your own pair.
That is such a cool business model. They make people beg them to give them $1,500. $1,500. Do you have an installment plan or anything?
No. Credit card only.
So you shelled out the dough.
I did.
And you've got them. And how long have you had them now?
It'll be 3 weeks on Friday.
And are you using them all the time?
Every day.
because I sent John an email yesterday, said, remember to bring your Google Glass tomorrow to the studio. Like he would forget, I guess. And he goes, I take them everywhere except this morning when I forgot them at home and had to go back home to get them.
My smartphone and the glass are the only two things I would go back for. I'd leave my wallet at home because I just borrow money from friends or coworkers. Yeah. But my smartphone and the glass now for sure.
Yeah, and it's called the glass. That's what people call it.
The glass.
And it's got its own vernacular. It's got the whole term. So the bottom line is, what do you do with the glass the most? What's it becoming indispensable for you?
You answer questions of people who want to know what you're wearing on your face.
That's exactly. What's wrong with your glasses? The easiest way that I like to explain it to people is it's like having your smartphone as your rearview mirror that's just off in about a few feet in front of you, and it's always there. So if I get Twitter, Facebook, email, Google Plus notifications, it pops up passively and I'll get a notification. And if I want to, I can take a picture, shoot a video, I can Google something.
But the main thing is the constant stream of extraneous data coming to you.
Well, it's not as extraneous as some people might even want. The thing is, it's still kind of limited to what it supports. And even things like your email, it only works with Google Mail.
Gmail.
Well, it can be Google Apps for a domain as well.
Okay. Okay.
But it only flags the important emails that it determines is important. And
okay.
As far as I can tell, there's no way to actively control it other than flagging a message from you, say, as important, and then presumably secondary messages from you would be flagged as important as well, because it learns.
It's the way that the tabbed email is working within Gmail. So I'm sure that it would carry through. I just had an old guy moment. I was going, why the heck do you need to know what people are tweeting about you every moment of the day? But now are you finding that there's a distractedness to it, that it's distracting you from other things?
Not any more than a smartphone is. It just depends on how much you care about your notifications for stuff. Mm-hmm. What's interesting to me, though, is also the social implications of wearable technology like this. Mm-hmm. Not unlike your, a Pebble smartwatch or a Galaxy Gear, those things have the same type of distractive nature to them, right?
I got to tell you, it's like you have a wandering eye. I'm staring at the Google Glass, not at your eyes.
But the thing is, I'm not even looking at it right now because I have to look up and over a little bit to the right to actually see the screen.
Okay.
So, and it's not on right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, on the radio, they can't see that. But if I turn it on, you'll see.
Oh, now I can see a glare.
You see a backlight.
Yeah, a backlight. Yeah. Now, can people with glasses use it?
Some people have. They're not.
They look really nerdy.
Well, you're stacking glasses, basically.
Yeah.
They're coming out within January. The main brim or frame, the titanium frame that holds the glass together, it's removable, and you'll be able to attach prescription lens frames to it.
Oh, see, so, that'd be cool.
So then it'd basically be...
Of course, I don't have $1,500
bucks.
Yeah,
then you'll be running out to buy one, won't you?
No, I won't. No, I like the camera and those sorts of things, but as you say, the social implications of it are going to be. And there was news in the news. Some guy in Seattle was tossed out.
Well,
of
he was kind of a jerk, though. It sounds like, and jerks can buy technology too. So, mm-hmm. There's a certain time and place. I don't wear them everywhere. I certainly don't wear them in the washroom, a public washroom. I don't wear them to meetings with people that don't know who I am. I've given talks with them on, and people are curious about them. Generally, the response I've gotten so far has been extremely positive and very curious. Can I try them on? What's it like?
It's curious now. It'll be interesting to see if people are, once the news stories start hitting of people, using them voyeuristically or in other things, once they, all of a sudden people, they kind of get their ire up over it.
Well, and one of the things right now is these are still prototypes, the ones that I have, and there's no questioning that they're a dorky thing, right? They're very pronounced and obvious. But what if in a generation or two they're actually integrated into the sides of your prescription frames, right? Mm-hmm. And you really can't tell that there's something there. And I've seen some people with some pretty thick frames that don't have any electronics in them, but they could easily put them into that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's certainly the style. Okay. Well, that's Beeler's Google Glass, or as he just calls it, glass. Glass. Gonna be cool.
The glass.
Glass.
I do like the disclaimer by public bathrooms.
Yes.
Yeah.
He wears them, doesn't wear them into public bathrooms.
Okay.
But he wears them at home.
Okay. Well, we won't even get into that. Okay.
It's hands free.
Oh, wow.
Do we...
I can't. Yeah, this...
Do we take a break, Art, or do we just jump into it?
Let's just jump into it. Let's
just
go
because,
through.
Yeah, because it's... Okay. So it is time for... It's time... Do you have a drum roll? Can you fake a drum roll? Do you have a drum roll there, Art? for App Thursday? Just, there he is. Just
talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst ourselves. We can. Here comes. There it is. Defending champion, Sir Isaac Kendall, you lead out, sir. What is your first app?
First app today is Google Authenticator.
Okay.
It's available on both the iPhone and the Android, even on BlackBerry.
Okay.
What it does is allows you to use a second layer of authentication on Gmail, Facebook, LastPass, Evernote, Dropbox. So when you log in with your password, you're then required to put in a 6-digit code, which changes every 30 seconds, which rotates on the app on the phone.
Okay.
So what it does, it replaces, we used to have those RSA tokens that you'd hold on your keychain. Well, that's that, but it's an app now on your phone.
Uh-huh.
So you can enable it on Gmail, on Facebook, on Dropbox.
So where do you Windows get the, where do you get the key from?
Well, so when you enable it on your, say, your Facebook account, one of the security options is Authenticator app.
Okay.
And they give you a QR code on the screen, and you take a picture of it with the Authenticator app, and then it gives you a 6-digit code. You'd key that 6-digit code in, and now you're...
As well as your password.
Yeah. So every time you go to log in from a computer to your Facebook account, you put in your password. Like, I could give you guys my Gmail password
that
right now.
That seems like making your Facebook account very secure.
Yes. So, yeah. But, you know, for people like John and I who live so deep into the Google world that if we lost our Google account, we would just have to roll into the corner and suck on our thumb in the fetal position. This can protect you by having your password change every 30 seconds.
Wow. Are you using it?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody else?
No. I used it for a little while, and I managed to get one of my accounts hopelessly confused.
That's my fear with Google.
And it just, and I just said, I don't need that much authentication.
I find Google's nomenclature and how they deal with all of my account names and stuff like that to be somewhat confusing, and that would be my fear. But it does sound
well.
Use a QR code in order. You have to have a QR code. Take a picture of your screen with your camera in order to sign into your Google account. That's pretty.
Also,
Facebook, Evernote,
but
it
Dropbox.
Doesn't have to be all your accounts. You can choose which account it's active on.
Yes.
Yeah. So you could just use it for your bank account, say. No,
your bank would have to approve. Use that.
Your bank would have to be using it.
Right.
So it's just Facebook is using it?
Facebook, Google? Evernote, Google? Dropbox, Google, Microsoft Live, and I use it for LastPass as well.
Okay, so you use it as an extra layer of protection on LastPass. I just did a video today on LastPass. We just posted it. It's awesome. I like LastPass. They finally seem to have worked the bugs out of the new release. Yeah. Dave's giving me that.
I really dislike the new release of the LastPass.
I
fear change though. So and the UI is way changed.
It has.
Yeah. All right. It was a bit of a bumpy rollout with it too.
Yeah.
It was not. I mean, you had hassles with it. I had a bunch of hassles with it. It was like,
But I've been living it as I prepared the demo, so it's now working good for me.
It's forced me to go and actually start organizing my LastPass because there was
an
awful lot of just junk in there.
Yeah.
So for
listeners that don't know, we're talking about a password management tool called LastPass, which is free. You can buy it for $12 a year to make it work on your phones, but it manages all your passwords, so you don't have the same password for everything, which you probably have, right? Art Factor?
There are two that I...
It's
the original password and then one at the end for some of the special ones that I
want to use.
What's the password, Art? I'll tell you later.
And when we hear, like last week when, or two, a couple weeks ago, when Adobe got hacked and all of the usernames and passwords went out, that puts pretty much everything at risk that anybody that was using Adobe. Oh. Yeah, it was just terrible. Okay, Art Factora, since I'm looking at you, what's your next app?
All right. Well, my first app. I'm going to go with a game because this game has taken over my life over the past month. I found it on Facebook, and it's for gambling degenerates who love Vegas. And I know CES is coming up in January, so you have time. The game is called My Vegas.
My Vegas.
And it is essentially a slot machine / blackjack game where you play, and you don't just play for nothing. You're playing for coins that you can trade in for comps, just like you would do at a regular casino. So there's comps for like 2-for-1s at buffets or free rooms or discounts off rooms.
So you're playing a Vegas game right now in your free time that costs you nothing to play.
Costs you nothing.
You're going to get comps when you go to Vegas next time.
Real comps.
Real comps.
Yes, and I've been watching. And there's there's this whole underground network of people because, well, it sucks you into the game because you can only get a certain amount of chips every few hours. Mm-hmm. So if you lose all your chips, you got to wait a few more hours to get some more chips. But there are people have created Facebook pages and blogs.
So how are you doing? Are you comped into a buffet yet?
Well, I'm easily into a couple buffets, and I could maybe get a 2-for-1 for a show or something like that. So I'm going to Vegas hopefully in January after CES. So
yeah.
It's if you're playing like Facebook games already for nothing, and you're probably paying a couple bucks every couple days because you know you can't play anymore because you run out of chips.
So who is behind MyVegas?
It is the company that owns the MGM Grand, Aria, Cirque du Soleil, Wolfgang Puck. So all of the prizes.
It's for cool stuff. Hey, Art, I got to give you props.
Thank you.
That's a pretty cool.
That's not even my best app, too.
Oh, wow.
Great start.
Art's posted.
Bringing the heat.
Mr. Hathaway, it's been a while since you've been with us, so you've had time to gather apps.
Well, in that meantime was when I'd also completely blew up my phone.
Yes.
And
well, that's because you use the beta version of iOS 7.
Well, I'm a developer. I'm supposed to be able to do that.
Yes.
The thing was,
but you
no
should
point.
Use it on a development phone, not on your real phone.
That's but I would expect that the phone would actually let me upgrade when the new version came out, which it continually did not do. It said, no, you're completely up to date. It's like, no, I'm not.
Okay.
So so I've gone for the longest time with one page of apps on my phone.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've just sort of been re-adding stuff as I've needed it and gone, oh, okay, well, I actually really do need that app. And I'm still now only up to two pages, and probably half of them on the second page are ones that I've been looking at for the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
For doing Tap Thursday.
Good. So what's your lead app?
Well, the lead one that I've actually managed to use a couple times is called Hudway.
Hudway?
And basically what it does is it takes your phone, you put your phone up on the dashboard of your car, underneath the windshield, and it actually projects a heads-up display onto the bottom corner of your windshield, wherever you produce it. So it'll measure how fast you're going. It'll show you a basic map of where you're going.
That's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. I had seen one before that was basically...
I wonder how much insurance they have, though.
Well, devices like that have been really common for a while now. One time when I was on a trip, a guy had one that was basically, it was a dedicated LED display that, you know, basically rid underneath his widow and then projected a specific
under his
screen.
Under his widow?
Under his widow. Under the front windshield.
Oh, window. Window, yeah. Okay, because it's very different than being under the widow. Okay. So the heads-up display. And so it will do basic navigation.
Speed,
and
direction.
Speed, because... Yeah. You can't you can't move your eyes 3 inches further down to see your speedometer. No. But the mapping, I like the idea. Does it show incoming missiles and give you alerts?
Well, no one's been shooting at me lately.
Oh, yes. But you are in a very fast car. You can probably outrun it. Okay.
I'll try.
Okay. One thing that's cool about this app
is
you can actually cache the maps on your phone.
Yes.
Offline. So roaming in the U.S., not a problem.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah,
so unless you have more roam mobility, then it doesn't.
Yes.
Nice.
That was one of the things.
Well played, sir.
That was one of the things that I liked about it, was that when I was going down to Washington, I'd say, oh, I'm going to just download all the maps for it here. And then so I'm driving along at night, it's just displaying up there.
Does it let you control points of interest? I played with one a while ago. I don't know if it's the same one, but it would show me where traffic cameras are.
Oh, no, I don't think it does that. But there are very definitely a few different apps that do that. That would be a very handy one.
Yeah.
Even
your Google Glass could tell you.
Handy if it showed you where radar traps were.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good one. You know what? Other than Google Authenticator, which kind of sucks, we're off to a great start. Sorry, Isaac. Oh, I'm getting the stink eye from Isaac now. I got it early from Dave. Now I'm getting it from Isaac.
Where's your app?
I don't do apps. Oh. I just judge. I simply sit here and cast dispersion and praise. It's my job, Mr. Beeler.
All right. So a lot of people use Instagram and they create these little collages or diptychs, and they use different apps to sort of have little, you know, little vignettes of these different still photos. I found an app called Pick, Play, Post. It's a free app for iOS, and it allows you to do the same thing but with video. So you can create a motion diptych of all these different video clips, you can change the length of all your clips. So you pick off your phone, the videos, or you can use still photos. You can take your pick and you can mix and match and drag and change the frames that are shown. And then you can post that on Instagram in their little 15-second video limiter, and you can have a really slick little animation of, say you're at a party, you can have little all different people videos all in the, on one little thing, and it's a great little free app. It's really customizable. You can export it to other size frame ratios other than Instagram.
It's like a video collage.
Exactly, yeah. And it's free. It's a pretty slick little app, and I made a neat little video, and you can even control which frames have the audio, or you can have no audio and just play a song or whatever you want. And you can, it's an amazingly deep video editing app for your phone.
And all designed for an Instagram type delivery.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's, we're off to a rip roaring start, wouldn't you say, Mr. Factora?
3 for 4. That's not bad. Oh.
I think it's time for us to take a quick break. We're going to return with more App Thursday right here on Dottotech.
Brought to you in part by London Drugs.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs.
Maybe you.
Nobody does it better. Except
it is App Thursday here on Dottotech. We have Isaac Kendall, Dave Hathaway, John Beeler, and Art Factora in studio, all duking it out. And we are into round two. Isaac, what are you following Google Authenticator with?
Waze.
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 Okay.
Waze Navigation.
Yes.
It really stormed on the scene after the iOS maps
debacle.
Fiasco.
Yes.
Where, you know, they would put Berlin in Antarctica.
Yes.
So the people started looking for alternative map apps for the iPhone, and people found Waze.
Yeah.
Now, Waze is really awesome because it's crowdsourced.
Yep.
So as people are rolling down the street and they see an accident, I have my phone in a cradle on my dash, and I wave my hand at the screen and say, I want to report an accident. It logs it right where I am, and then I move on. I don't have to touch the phone.
Does that work for all phones?
Yeah.
Really?
Android as well.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and if, you know, there was one day I was sitting in traffic, and you can actually see other Wazers on the screen of the map.
Yeah.
So I was sitting in the parking lot known as the Alex Fraser Bridge, and I got a note from a Waze user about half a kilometer back going, hey, what the heck's going on up there?
Oh, and he could see that you were up there.
Yeah.
And so you Wazed back to him.
I opted not to because I didn't want to be caught using my phone.
Yeah.
While there was a cop sitting beside me in the traffic jam.
But you're all sitting still.
Sitting still. Yeah.
Yeah. Waze is, well, highly regarded as one of the more innovative map programs on the planet.
I think iOS users should get out and grab it now while it's still available because they were just recently acquired by Google.
Yes. Were they?
Yes.
Yep. Well, that's the end of that, eh? All right. Waze. Who do we, Art. Yep. Art's up next.
All right. I found this app. I think it is amazing because I hate being on hold. So fathers out there, parents who are looking for that toy that they can only find at Walmart, Target, whatever, and the fear that, you know, you want to know if it's not sold out and you're going to drive all the way out to Langley or wherever, there is now an app, instead of using the phone, called Talk To. And what it is it's a texting app where you go to the store or you go find the store, and it has, I've used it a bunch of times now. I've already texted the Walmart in North Vancouver, a Costco, Domino's Pizza. But what you do is that you text them questions instead of having to wait online for a phone for some 16-year-old kid who doesn't want to answer or doesn't know who to talk to. You text the question, and it'll respond back to you within, I would say, within about 10, 15 minutes, sometimes
so it's called
quicker.
Talk To.
Yeah, all one word, Talk To.
And is it, does London Drugs support it?
I haven't checked London Drugs yet.
Should probably check that.
That's
before
a
you.
Good idea. You know what? I'll ask London Drugs a question before the end of the show. I will let you
there
know.
There you go. We'll check it out.
But so as long as the store is open, I don't know who replies to them, but as long as the store is open, they'll give you an answer.
It's a social media texting app sort of thing for stores.
Yes.
So you don't. So you can say, do you have whatever the new Cabbage Patch doll is?
Yes.
Very cool. That's a pretty good app.
That's a great app.
Art's kind of on fire tonight.
I deserve one of these.
One of what's?
Well, there you go. He's got one.
It appears you had it.
Not from the studio, though.
No, and it doesn't really matter what it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter what the canned audience thinks. It matters what I think. Okay, Hathaway, what's up?
I like curated news apps. I started liking them probably about a year or so ago. And basically, by curated news apps, basically makes it's like Zeit, where it starts keeping track of what I actually read and then starts presenting me more stories based upon what I've already read.
Like Flipboard.
Yeah, very exactly like Flipboard. But there's been a new one out now called Potluck.
Okay.
Which basically is pretty much like Zeit or like Flipboard, but adds a bunch more abilities to, you know, define circles of friends, share stuff a little bit quicker than you could previously with Zeit. So I've got a bunch of people on it now. Just flick them articles here and there. Say, what do you think of that?
Oh, so it's social sharing of news articles as well.
Right.
So it's curated to the point of it's not just a bot curating it, saying, oh, you've been interested in stories about Commander Hatfield.
Yeah.
Instead, it's somebody saying, hey, I know Dave is really into this. And so they flip you off.
I can go through and say, oh, well, okay, well, I'm not particularly onto that, but here's something on 3D printing. John's probably already seen it anyways, but I'll just send it over to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Now, does Potluck have, like, Facebook integration or any of those sorts of things?
It's got all those standard integrations now.
Well played.
Do apps come without that?
I don't know.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
John.
All right. I've got a Android-only app.
Really?
Yes. It's called DSLR Dashboard, and it's a really cool app that I've been aware of for a while, and I kind of forgot about it, and then my photography friend Peter reminded me of it the other day. What it is it turns any Android tablet or smartphone into an extension of your digital SLR camera. So you do need an on-the-go cable, which is a little USB plug that you get for a couple dollars on eBay, a few more dollars in stores, and it lets you plug your camera into your smartphone or your tablet. And then what it lets you do is lets you control all aspects of your camera to do a huge host of different photography-related things. Everything from changing the aperture, the ISO, changing the focus, creating time lapses, and actually taking the photo with a live view on your smartphone or tablet. So it's a really nice extension. You get to basically use the tablet or smartphone and the camera that you probably already have and just take it to the next level.
Now, does that cable, do you have a Wi-Fi option for that cable?
Yes. Certain cameras do support the Wi-Fi functions. Nikon has a line of their sort of like their consumer level cameras that support. They come with it on board of the newer models, or it's an additional add-on you can get. The other really cool thing is
Sony does too. I think I recall them showing that to us.
Yes.
At Whistler when they were in showing stuff.
That's right. So this app is free, which is crazy because considering how powerful it is.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and but it's. It has like a huge amount of like probably more than I can go through in this segment, the functions and controls you can have for it. So if you're doing any type of studio photography or time lapse, anything like that, you can have controls that your current camera doesn't even have, like time lapse functionality, an intervalometer that takes, you know, periodic shots every few seconds or minutes or hours. If you're doing long time lapsing, you can literally set up a timer on your phone and it'll control your camera for a day or a couple days or whatever you're trying to shoot.
Wow.
And you know, for being free, it's crazy awesome. And
is there anything comparable on iOS?
Not really. There is some other camera apps,
but you're gonna need the, because this cable,
yeah,
it sounds like it's an integral part of it. And that's going to be a USB type cable, right?
Yes. I think part of the problem is that just Apple's sandboxing of everything. It doesn't let you do that. There is an app that I've used that lets you tether through a laptop or a desktop, that you run a little server app that you connect to it from a tablet or Apple smartphone.
That sounds a little complex.
It was a lot more complex than I would have liked, but I did use that functionality previously. But this is way better, and it's free.
Wow. Okay. DSLR Dashboard, which is Android only. Wow. This was a great second round, Art Factora. We just it rocked.
It. I would say 2 for 4.
Well, you were doing research. Were you just doing research?
Of course. I've still got 2 more apps. I got to make sure that I'm on the ball.
Okay, but you know what they were coming in. You aren't cramming now last second.
Steve, that hurts. It actually, like, inside
It hurts, but it was true. It was, wasn't it?
No, absolutely not. I've got extras, actually. I'm hoping we have extra time.
Okay, well,
for
we'll
the
see.
People.
Then we should take a break there. We should
You're
take a break
there. You're listening to Dottotech.
Yes. Okay.
Brought to you in part
I'm Steve Dottotech.
By London
You're
Drugs.
Tuned into
Dottotech. Nobody does it better. Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody
we
does it better.
We are down to the final stages of this week, this month's App Thursday. And I'm very proud of that nobody's brought forward a Rob Ford app up to this point. But we will see what happens over the next few minutes. So we are now, this is your final chance, Sir Isaac Kendall, to defend your championship. I'm looking at your list. You've got some contenders, but I'd be a little nervous if I was you right now. Sorry. It's all right?
That's all right.
Yeah?
This last app, again, razz me if you wish, but it's an app that gets used in my household.
Why would we razz you? We never do that.
Well,
we're a supportive group.
Supportive, yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
Behind your back, of course.
Yes.
I'll turn my mic off.
That's pretty easy. You're behind him now.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
So my wife is quite directionally challenged when she's out and about in town, and she needed to call BCA one day, and trying to figure out where she was painful.
Okay.
So BCA has an app.
Okay.
And it will actually dispatch service based on the GPS location of your phone, so no needing to know what direction I'm standing on West Hastings is needed.
So it's very OnStar-ish.
Yes.
Yes.
So you launch the app, put in your BCA account credentials, and then just select which, do you need a tow? Do you need gas? Do you need flat tire repair? And then it just, they come by magic.
Good. So me. Oh, okay. Art's been pointing at us saying that somebody needed to fix their mic, and I was telling Isaac to fix his mic, but it was me. My mic needed fixing.
Yes.
There we go.
I'll cut that out later. Yeah, that's good.
Is that good? Okay. Okay, so BCAA app service. And it's just called BCAA app?
Yeah, in Android or iOS.
That's quite cool. I do like that. It's very location-based. I can't say the word right now. I didn't know the name of the show at the top. Okay, well played. That is a good. You saved the best for last. I will give you that, Isaac. Awesome job.
And it's not $200.
Whoa! You don't have to worry about it because that app wasn't going to win anyway. So that's not the one you have to. That's not the one you have to attack. Okay, Art. You're full of hubris right now. So what have you got?
Well, first of all, I should tell you that according to Talk 2, the fantastic app I gave the second round, London Drugs, because I asked them, is open until 10 o'clock tonight if anyone's looking to shop.
And it works too.
Of course. Oh. I told you, within 15 minutes. All right, my final app, it was a toss-up, but I decided to go with XE Currency. It's a currency exchange app. As I told you, I'm going to the Philippines in May, and I want to go on a small trip to some beach. And obviously, they all put everything in local currency, and currency changes because the exchange rate is between like 38 and 42 so per dollar, so Filipino pesos to Canadian or American dollars, which is about the same. So when it says it's like $6,500 for a night at a hotel, you're like, that sounds crazy. And then you switch it over and it's about, you know, 120. So it's not that bad. But it's nice to, with the numbers, it's a very quick way. And it has every currency in the world. And it's very simple to use.
Does it have the current rate for Bitcoin?
I was just going to ask that.
I haven't checked for Bitcoins. But, I mean, yesterday, Bitcoins were up to like $800, which is
cracked
crazy.
Cracked 1,000, didn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, it did crack 1,000 this morning.
I don't understand it.
I don't either. All I do know is that when I first read the story about Bitcoins, they were like $250, and if I bought then, I wouldn't be here. Well, maybe.
Craziness. Okay.
But yes, XE Currency Exchange.
XE Currency Exchange.
Which is it's the number one website. If you type in Currency Exchange, it's the website that is the first one that ever pops up on Google, created this app. And it's very, if you're traveling anywhere outside of North America, very, very, very handy.
Okay. XE Currency. Beautiful. David Hathaway.
You know how like apps these days like to drop a letter so they can, you know, name their something?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Take an E out of many words.
Oh, okay.
All of a sudden you've got this new app or put a Lee on the end of it.
Okay.
There's one out called Maker. It basically M-A-K-R.
Okay.
And what it is it basically gives you a huge amount of different designs and themes for things like invitations, business cards, you sending out Christmas party invitations.
Okay.
Go there, design it. Works on your iPad, gives you a quick way to say, okay, fine, here's 25 different designs. I'm going to choose this one, start putting all your text in, send it off to your printer. You're done.
Okay.
Yeah. Very, very quick for just easy little things like that. You don't want to necessarily go, oh, I'm going to design an invitation, and finally 4 hours later in Illustrator, you've got an invitation that looks about the same as you could have just cranked out.
Yeah, template. So it's called Maker.
M-A-K-R.
And it's an iPad, iOS, Android?
It's iPad only.
iPad only. Okay. Yeah.
If you want to get me an Android device, I'll start looking at Android apps.
No. No, I'm not interested in that at all. But thanks for the offer.
Well, no problem.
I do appreciate that. Okay. So we are down to the final app. Mr. Beeler, you said you've saved the best for last.
I did indeed. I figured, well, Isaac won last time with peeing at the movies app.
A urination app.
Yes.
Which are popular.
Yes. I have human to cat translator. So this app is basically gives you a bunch of commands that you can press a button and it'll play the sound for your cat, or you can record an English language phrase and it'll translate it into cat meows.
Are you serious? Does it work?
It does.
Have you tested it on Pixel?
Pixel has been very confused by it.
Yeah, there's only one. There's only one command, and it's just don't pay attention to me. That's it. That's ignore everything I'm saying and do whatever you want.
Because our cat says this to me constantly: "Feed me, feeding boy. Feed me, feeding boy. Feed me." That's all the cat says: "Is feeding boy, feed me." It doesn't meow to go outside. It doesn't meow for anything except feed me.
Mm-hmm. So this is a free app with ads.
It's called, what's it called?
Human to Cat Translator, and it's on both Android and iOS. There's a free version with ads, and then there's a 99-cent paid app deluxe version that unlocks more options for it.
So it's basically a cat meowing thing. It's like a fart app.
Yeah, but you can actually record your own voice, and it'll translate and play back a stream of meows to the cat.
So were those meows that you just did your voice?
No, they were kind of like some. It's kind of like a.
So type in feed me, and what does it sound like?
Well, I have to record it. So I would go, feed me.
Okay, he's just recording. Oh, that sounds kind of like it. How do they know that that's what, and the cat doesn't understand it?
Pixel definitely, like.
Response.
Noticed it.
Yes.
Which I was quite surprised. I expected her not to care, because I meow at her sometimes too, and she's like, whatever. But this definitely.
That sounds like real meows.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know
you're going to be trying it tonight, Steve.
There's a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we can mess with a kitty, that would be good. Good. Yes. Okay. So, we are down to now judgment time. Boom 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 boom. Okay, Art. So, we're going to have Isaac pick Dave's best app.
I'm going to
pick John's best app. John picks Art's best app, and Art picks Isaac's best app.
Can
okay?
we mix that up a bit? I don't want to vote for any of Dave's apps because all of his are iOS only, and I'm opposed to that.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We're going to have...
It's like a mutiny.
No, we're going to do it that way. I'm sorry. I'm sorry because I've got it. I messed up last time, and somebody didn't get picked. So, Isaac, you have to pick one of Dave's apps. Hudway, which is the heads-up display, Potluck Curator, which is a news curation app, Anki Drive, or Maker. It's easy.
I'm going to go Hudway.
Yeah, that's the right one.
I'm angry that it's not available on Android.
That's
why would you make an app for 80% of the market?
I don't know.
I don't know, to make money?
Yeah. There we go.
There's Hudway, lots of heads-up apps that work on Android, the correct choice.
That was the correct choice, so don't worry. Dave, you get to pick. Oh, you got the tough one. You got to pick Beeler's.
Oh, it's pick, the human play, to cat translator. I don't even have to think about that.
Okay.
We got time, though. Come on. Give us your reason.
I'm going to try. You know, I download.
Do you want it to be the winner overall?
Talking about it, I'm going, human to cat translator.
Do you want to just roll over and show John your belly and tell him he's won?
Only if he's going to record it with the Google Glass.
Okay.
I'm going to be trying it this evening with my cats.
Yes. Yes.
Because I'm willing. Yeah. It probably makes more sense to them than when I meow at them.
Exactly.
Well, I don't see why anybody would bother meowing at their cat.
You know you do it.
I never meow at the cat.
Oh.
I've never meowed at the cat once.
Yeah.
No, I speak to the cat. I'm new to this cat thing. I'm not a veteran cat guy. Okay? Okay, John, you get to pick Arts. Now, My Vegas.
Awesome.
Talk To.
Even awesomer.
Runtastic Heart Rate.
Awesomest.
And XE Currency. And I'm going to tell you right now.
More.
That I have actually pegged one of these that I think would be the winner, depending on which one you pick.
Well, I'll have to go with the heart rate monitor.
Oh, Art.
only because
I don't think it's if he decides to choose that one, let it be known that people can't see, but Isaac is actually using it right now. That's how good of an app it is.
I have used it, and my girlfriend, who is a nurse, has used it, and she approves.
Okay.
So it's a clever implementation of
just
the
like TapMap that could possibly have saved somebody who was, you know.
Oh, just stop with the water thing. Just stop.
It's dying of thirst.
Give it up. Give it up.
This could save somebody's life.
Ship has sailed. It wasn't the best app. It wasn't even in the top three that day.
Fine.
Okay. Now, Art, if you can pull yourself together, you get to pick one of Isaac's. Google Authenticator, Waze, Google Hangouts, or the BCAA app, which gives you GPS locations for BCAA to come and rescue the location challenged.
Well, the first three... Well, first of all, Waze we already had a couple months ago.
Yeah.
But Isaac wasn't here, so I'll give him a pass on that. But I think the BCAA...
I agree with you.
...is probably the most useful one out of his four.
If you have a BCAA
I fully
account.
Agree with you. I completely 100% agree with you on that. And now, it is time for me to judge. Between the BCAA app, the HUDway heads-up display, which is a contender, the human-to-cat translator, and the Runtastic heart rate monitor. And the winner is...
Cats.
Human-to-cat translator.
Yes!
But I am going off the board and making an executive decision that
what?
Talk To is co-winner this week.
Yeah!
Yes, because that is a very useful app, especially with Christmas coming, and it ties in. It does reduce the number of phone calls that we have to make.
See, and you were acting really coy about it throughout the whole show, like it was.
I didn't want to sway the panel. I'm actually shocked that John chose Heart-tastic, Runtastic. I think it was him. I think it was a little strategy. I think he didn't want to give the strongest contender. Well played, sir.
Maybe I was being honest.
I actually like that.
I know
heart,
he does like that.
I think his Google Glass told him which one to pick.
So
my money would have been on the Vegas.
Vegas was really close.
I should win for the next 4 months because all four of my apps get, are
dope. The only reason I didn't pick Vegas is because I don't want to give the casinos my Facebook stuff.
Yes, that's true. That. So here's the deal. Create a fake account. So I'm gonna have to get down on my knees and beg our sponsor of this particular segment, the people helping us out, the good folks at Rome Mobility, to let them know that there's two winners. So Art, you're gonna have some Rome gear to take to Vegas when you go. So
nice.
You're there.
You know what? A neat thing I discovered with Rome. I was just in Texas on the weekend. Rome is the only provider that gives you the ability to tether your phone to something else. So I was able to tether my iPhone to my Google Glass for no extra cost, which is a very cool feature.
That's right, actually. I've done that with mine before.
Like T-Mobile and AT&T, you have to pay extra to have tethering.
Okay.
Since we're having a Rome love-in, my
so
wife's
bitter.
Heading down tomorrow to spend money needlessly for Black Friday.
Yeah.
Spend your
and
money?
And they've got a 50% off. So I got her Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for $8.
It's
on
crazy.
On Rome Mobility.
Yeah.
Great service. And actually, they've been nominated in the Small Business Awards for BC for Most Innovative Product. So we're going to put a link on our site for people to vote for that. So Art, congratulations.
Thank you, John.
Congratulations. Isaac and Dave, thanks for playing. We'll see you again soon here. I'm Steve Dotto. Thanks for tuning in this week
to
Dotto
Tech. Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does Dotto Tech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
We have an epic battle shaping up this app Thursday. The first half was sensational. Isaac Kendall came forward with Google Authenticator and Waze. Dave Hathaway with HUBway, heads-up display, which I really like. It's a contender. And Potluck curated news app, which is not a contender. But still, the first one was. John Beeler came up with Pick Play Posts, which is difficult to explain, but seems to be, and DSLR Dashboard, which is a contender. And Art Factoria has My Vegas, which is a contender. And Talk To, which is useful.
Yeah, and a contender, I think the word you're looking for.
No, not looking for that word.
Wow.
But I liked it.
Okay.
I liked it. And it might grow on me as we move along. So let's move into round three. This is the money round. Typically speaking, more victories are claimed in round three than in any other round in App Wednesday. Now App Thursday. So, Isaac, bring on the hurt.
With all of the worldwide hype over BlackBerry Messenger,
yes,
to quickly then fizzle away,
yes,
I'm still sticking with Google Hangouts.
Yes.
As the my greatest wish that the whole world would get on board with one messaging platform.
That's my Christmas wish, too.
It works on all platforms. iMessage is wonderful for iPeople.
Yes.
BlackBerry Messenger is there.
Was there. Was wonderful for
but,
BlackBerry.
You know, what I love with my Google Hangouts is I can start a conversation on my phone, pick it up on my desktop, continue on a Mac, and then finish it up on a tablet. And it just, I don't have to think about it. Oh, I can't, I got to message John on that. Because if they even have a BlackBerry app. So that's just how wide it is used.
Google Hangouts is going to be a force to be reckoned with, for sure.
Absolutely.
So, is that your app?
It is, really is my app.
You're bringing Google Hangouts as your app?
You know what? My apps are apps that I use every day that make my life easier, and Google Hangouts is one of them. And now they've just recently updated in the last week, on at least on the Android phone, where it's now all my SMS are run through Hangouts as well.
Oh, you're getting your texting through it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have... I've never used Google Hangouts on my iPhone.
You should.
Have you ever, Dave?
No.
John?
A little bit.
A little bit. I won't even ask Art.
Can you put Google Hangouts up onto your the Google Glass then?
I can press a button on the glass and hang out with all of you guys right now. You see what I see, and I see all of your screens.
When we all have, we all have glass, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be absolutely awesome. Then you are going to have to be careful about which bathroom you go into.
And then we're going to have to worry about robots from the future coming into the present and killing us all.
Unless they're already here.
Well, that too. It does look like, if you remember Terminator 2, those glasses look like those guys.
If I put the sunshade in it, it looks like Terminator.
See?
Yeah, but you don't.
Exactly.
Be-linator. But he could.
Okay.
So to answer your question, yes, Hangouts is my app.
It's an excellent app. I do love it. I believe Google is our future, whether we want it to be or not. Art.
My next app, I think, it's probably not the most innovative for what it does, but I think it's really cool for what it takes in an iPhone. It takes the camera and the flash, and it can check your heart rate. It's called Runtastic Heart Rate. So if you're a runner, or if you are horribly out of shape and you want to see if your heart rate is going too much, too fast, and you're going to perhaps die, you would want this app. As I said, Runtastic. All it does is you put your index finger up against the flashlight or the flash or the flashlight or the torch, whatever they call it, and the camera. And I don't know how it does it, but it checks your heart rate. And it's fairly accurate.
You put your finger against the light?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Check
and
your heart rate now.
And with, I checked it before. I think now I'm nervous because.
Yeah, you're excited.
So it says 99, which I think is a little high, but
yeah.
But 75. It's been between 75 and 80 when I check it just to see if it still works.
Now, can you like check your blood pressure too?
No, not currently. But I started running spot.
Not currently.
I don't know.
Like, it's going to be able to check.
Well, maybe
your blood pressure.
Cord will come in and squeeze
the
ball.
Vibrate on the.
Yeah, see?
Okay, heart rate monitor, and it's called
Runtastic heart rate.
I do like that. Art.
Yeah. I'm on. I told you, I'm on fire.
It's like we could have just done you.
I told you, I've got extra ones too.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Dave Hathaway.
So this is the money round, right?
This is the money round.
The money round. Out of the past 2 months, the best app I've seen by far is called Anki Drive, A-N-K-I Drive. And basically, it's a slot car racing game complete with track that you control via an iPhone. It was so much fun.
Okay.
So you basically lay this flat. You get this big kit. It's a big 4-foot tube. It's got two cars in it. And it's got a flat black piece of plastic that acts as a track. So you charge up the cars. You get the app on your phone. You then race the cars from your phone.
Okay.
And it's basically like a slot car track. But the added bonus is the cars have lasers on them. So you can shoot at your opponents as well and knock them off the track. And if you actually hit one of your opponents, the car will realistically spin off the track. It'll stop for a couple seconds, and then you'll take control over it again.
Can you see? Is it point of view from the car?
No, you're standing up over. You know, we could set it up right here in the middle of the table, and we could sit here with our phones.
How big is it?
The track itself is probably about the size of this table.
Okay.
And the cars are probably like about this big.
So it's like 6 foot around.
Yeah.
Or 6 foot across.
Yep.
And how much does it cost?
I think it's like $200.
And where did you get it?
Oh, someone brought it into our office.
Oh. Is it like available in normal retail stores?
You can buy it at the Apple store. I don't know if it's in the original one sold out immediately.
Was it a Kickstarter or something like that? It sounds like a Kickstarter, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was a Kickstarter or not. Mm-hmm. But one of the IT bosses bought one, brought this into the office, and I was like, oh, product testing.
So we spent a couple hours playing with it. They're doing at Vision Critical. They aren't predicting the outcome of elections accurately, so might as well just do the... Oh, sorry, Dave.
He wasn't kidding.
Remind me, I'm
going to
send you our electoral record PDF, which actually details all the times that we've been bang on right.
Okay. You might have to do that. Good stuff. Well done, sir. Anki Drive. It's a $200... slot car racing game that you control with your iPhone. Does it work on other platforms as well as the iPhone, Dave?
No.
Just iPhone.
It is an iPhone app.
Dave wasn't kidding about this being the money round. Yes. With this $200 app.
Yeah. No kidding, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if that
disqualifies. Well, no, the actual app itself to control the cars is free.
But
an app with nothing to control is quite useless.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've got the controller for the Philips Hue light bulbs. Except I don't have any Philips Hue light bulbs. So there you go. Dave, or John.
Once I got the glass, one of the things that I had to get more acclimated with, something Isaac is probably already there, is the Google Plus centricity of everything to do with that. So, but one of the things that I can do with the glass is take lots of photos, and I can store them privately in my Google Plus account. And I thought, well, that's kind of cool, but it's kind of limiting, and there's a couple extra steps you have to go through to share it publicly. But one of the things that I got recently was a dock for my Nexus 7 tablet. And when I was looking around the Glass Explorers forum, a guy mentioned this app called Dayframe. And what it does is it turns your tablet or your phone into basically a picture frame.
Okay.
So when it sits there and it's charging, you can have it do something. And this does it so much better than everything else I've ever found. You can tie it into pretty much every social photo sharing site like Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, Flickr, Dropbox, 500px, Google+, Twitter, and what's on your phone itself or the device. And you can even schedule times when it's on. So you can have it come on in the morning and go off at night when you go to bed, or only when you're home for dinner or whatever, and it'll cycle through all these things. Private or public photos, you can customize.
So you can have it surf your photos, or it can go on Facebook and take your friends' libraries.
Right.
The sort of feed that you'd be getting through in your news feeds.
Yeah, or you can go to Flickr and get the Explore stuff, the really cool stuff that bubbles to the surface.
Okay.
And it can mix it in with your photos. And so it just becomes...
Instagram?
Yeah, everything. Yeah, and it's free.
And it's free. And does it only work in the Android world?
It does. I just checked. I couldn't find anything. There's probably something similar on Apple, but not this particular company.
Dayframe. That's very cool.
Yeah.
I do like that. That is a neat one. Okay. Wow. We're down to the final round, Art. So we should take a quick break and then come back with the final round of the judging.
And then you can arbitrarily choose the one that shouldn't win.
No. We've got that whole cycle of people picking from the person's their best one. That little
and then
twist,
you get final
that
say
little
and
twist, and then I
choose
get final
the one
say,
that
yes,
shouldn't
choose
win.
The one.
Just like last month. Yep.
Yeah, every month. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break and return with more of App Thursday. Just a few seconds.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.